Morning Watch, Itero 2020, The Christian Life, Week 8, Having Dispensational Value to God in the Last Days to Turn the Age, Tuesday. Related Verses, Genesis 3, verse 15, And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He will bruise you on the head, but you will bruise him on the heel. Revelation 12, verses 1 and 2. And a great sign was seen in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon underneath her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was with child, and she cried out, travailing in birth and being in pain to bring forth. Psalm 2, verses 8 and 9. Ask of me, and I will give the nations as your inheritance, and the limits of the earth as your possession. You will break them with an iron rod. You will shatter them like a potter's vessel. Revelation 2, verses 26 to 27. And he who overcomes, and he who keeps my works until the end, to him I will give authority over the nations, and he will shepherd them with an iron rod, as vessels of pottery are broken in pieces, as I also have received from my Father. Colossians 1, verses 16 and 17. Because in him all things were created, in the heavens and on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and unto him. And he is before all things, and all things cohere in him. Suggested reading. The Lord Jesus, the seed of the woman, has bruised the head of the serpent. The Lord has destroyed Satan, the one who holds the power of death. While the Lord Jesus was destroying the serpent on the cross, the serpent bruised his heel. This means that Satan wounded the Lord Jesus by nailing his feet to the cross. The woman in Genesis 3, verse 15, first is Eve, and second is all the people of God, including the Virgin Mary, as signified by Eve. Hence, the seed of the woman is mainly the Lord Jesus, who is born of Mary. However, more regarding the seed of the woman can be seen in Revelation 12. The woman depicted in Revelation 12 and signified in Genesis 3, verse 15, is a universal woman, and within her is a part called the man-child. In a biblical sense, woman represents weakness, for the woman is the weaker vessel. The man, especially the man-child, represents strength. The universal woman of Revelation 12 has two parts: the outer part, which is the woman herself, and the inner part, which is the man-child. All the people of God are the woman, who is somewhat weak, but among all the people of God is a stronger part, which is the man-child, the overcomers. The man-child is also a part of the seed of the woman. This man-child is not individual. He is corporate. Since the woman herself is not individual, but universal and corporate, her child must also be universal and corporate. This corporate man-child includes the Lord Jesus as the head, center, reality, life, and nature of the man-child. This can be proved from the scriptures. Psalm 2, verses 8 and 9, prophesies that the Lord Jesus, God's anointed one, will rule the nations with a rod of iron. Revelation 2, verses 26 and 27, says that the overcomers in the churches will rule over the nations with a rod of iron. Now in Revelation 12, verse 5, we are told that the man-child will rule all nations with a rod of iron. Therefore, according to the record of the Bible, both the Lord Jesus himself and his overcomers will rule over the nations with a rod of iron. Thus, the man-child in Revelation 12, verse 5 includes both the Lord Jesus and the overcomers in the churches. Furthermore, Revelation 20, verse 4 says that Christ and the resurrected overcomers will reign as kings for 1,000 years. Hence, the man-child in Revelation 12 is neither the Lord Jesus individually, nor the overcomers separate from him, but the Lord Jesus with the overcomers. Christ himself is the foremost overcomer. As the leading overcomer, he is the head, center, reality, life, and nature of the overcomers. Among the people of God on earth, there is a stronger part which includes the Lord Jesus and the overcomers. Thus, the Lord Jesus and his overcomers compose the man-child. On the one hand, we are the woman. On the other hand, we are the seed of the woman. We are the ones who trust in God. This is our source. We also are the seed of this source that trusts in God. Therefore, we can become strong. Only the seed of the source trusting in God can be strong, not strong in themselves, but strong in God. The Lord Jesus himself took the lead to be such a person. He is the head of the man-child. Now he is also the center, reality, life, and nature of the man-child. How the enemy, Satan, fights against this man-child.